Lots of kids love riding a pedal tractor, and these days there are plenty of colors, sizes, and models to fit the needs of any child. Step into Jay Udy's shop and you'll find tractors from the 1940s to today, some of which are worth thousands of dollars. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
Suddenly my arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I knew I was having a stroke.
I didn't know what was going on.
I told my wife and she dialed 911.
I didn't want to miss work, so I went.
The ambulance arrived just in time.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Because of quick response, today I'm on my way to a full recovery.
Today I have partial paralysis.
Seconds made all the difference.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You can make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Jay Udy knows tractors very well, especially the pedal tractors made to mimic the real thing.
This little tractor here is a 47, and that's the first year they had any. And then I've got a Farmall that's a 48, and this Farmall right there is a 49.
Jay is a retired ag teacher and retired head of ag education for the state of Texas. He restores pedal tractors simply for the joy of doing it. He doesn't sell them, he just collects them. But he does admit some are quite valuable.
I've got one that's real rare. One of them, it'd bring $4,000. Massey Harris. Massey Harris only made two, and one of them was a small one.
He has 110 tractors and is still adding to the collection. He has also restored the real thing, some gems from the early days of farming.
I got the old 1934 Farmall F12, and it had cut-down steel wheels on it, and fixed it up on the back, hung a pedal tractor to match it up behind the seat and a little rack there. And then a rack behind that pedal tractor had a little 1/16 tractor up there. And we got that thing out in the first 16 parades we went to. We won first place.
Jay was a hit at those parades. Perhaps what he enjoyed most was visiting with some people who had first-hand knowledge of that tractor.
It was a thrill, I'll tell you. Of course, the old tractor with the hand crank out in front, and people all gather around, and it's amazing how many old white-headed farmers would come up and say, "Oh, my goodness, I drove one of those. Can I get on it? Can I crank it?"
Jay is still active in ag education and restoring tractors, a skill he learned and honed teaching students in an ag shop decades ago. Traveling the countryside in Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.